breathe.
I'm wondering, how would her life be had she never found that bottle? I was only a small fry when we came to the States and she was chosen as Bob Mackie's top model. Beautiful, buttermilk skin and a body that says God makes some of us perfect. But she wanted to be under this brother whose presence undermined what her real worth is. Now, she sits back on crooked cul-de-sacs rocking back and forth, catching falling stars so she can feel some heat. Gave her an African drum and she still can't catch the beat. She'd rather wait like Lucy in her sky of diamonds, trying to fake not being so high so as not to feel so low. But even Paul McCartney was smoking something when he wrote part of that line. I gave her hugs to make her feel real special. Took her around the world to see if she'd get better. I talked to her hour after hours, and after hour, and after hour, and after hours, and after hours. Gave her all of my love and my soul and my power. Snacking on tiny little meals of nothing between warm and cold showers. Showed her how the answer was right within her own soul. But like a fool, she gave him that too. So this brother had mad, deep control, and he wouldn't let her go. He hung on like old Negro moans after you said Massa would tap that ass all unexpected. He loved her enough to give her what she wanted, but never enough to stay there and marry her. So he hated her even more because he had no guts. This brother stayed. He stayed there in her face until her perfect teeth turned brown, until her smile was a permanent frown, until her skin vacated the premises and her follicles split. He stayed until there was nothing left, gave her a kiss of death, and like a coward, one day he just up and quit. He quit breathing for her, so I do it for her. One breath for me, one breath for her. One breath for me, one breath for her. My heart skips a beat and her lungs respirate. He also quit giving her trouble, so this lack of attention makes her feel that she's not worth shit. See, even when he did her wrong, he still stayed in her face. Lay with others in her place, slapped her pride and spit on her spirit, but to her, at least he still cared. So now my heart scatters like gray matter because I think I hate him more today than I did if he could have just visited her sometimes. He could have done like some brothers do, you know, left and came and went and stayed, sometimes go out and then just play. But on that mattress and on her life, he prayed. Because the first day he left her completely, she took Smith and Wesson to dinner and fed them her brains. The day he left her lonely was the first day she was slain. But I still see the corpse sitting before me in the corner by the window with those eyes that I've always loved so much. Because her chest still palpitates like she's alive, because you see, I still breathe for her. One breath for me. One breath for her. One breath for me, and one breath for her. Peace.